Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 3, Day 15. Avoid all distractions. Let's read from Luke chapter 10, verse 40. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, why don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Thought for reflection. Good intentions need to be followed by decisive actions. So let us make a definite choice to find time to be alone and seek God. Praying time is never convenient time, but always necessary. We must actively carve time out of our busy schedules. So we should take time to relax, listen, and wait for God to speak, and deeply desire this intimacy. But it is amazing how even when we make the time, our mind will not let our spirits rest. Our lives are so demanding these days that most of us are balancing 100 different tasks at any one time. So when we finally do sit down, we find our minds racing with all the jobs we need to remember. Martha was the hospitality queen. She liked things to be perfect for a guest. So she was thinking about the meals that needed to be prepared and what she should cook. Even though Jesus was with her in the house, she could not relax and listen. Martha was aware that she was not coping with all the pressure and needed help. But interestingly, rather than asking Jesus to help her focus and get rid of all the distractions, she asked him to tell Mary to leave the intimate place and help her in her busy place. So often we can be the same. We get irritated by people who take time in their schedule to ensure that they connect with Jesus. We've even heard the comment, they are so heavenly minded that they are of no earthly good, implying that they're always praying and never taking their responsibilities seriously. We can all relate to the cry of Martha, don't you care that I'm alone and doing all the work? But Jesus is calling us to alter our priorities. First give him time in the secret place, and then he will empower us in the public place. So do not let the pressure of all your jobs distract you from the place of seeking him. Today, make an active decision to make the main thing in your life. As you give this time to God, he will multiply your productivity. You will be more effective and have a greater focus. Do not let the pressure of everyday demands of life rob and distract you from the secret place. Make a choice today to focus on having time to listen, reflect, and be filled, and then go out and live life, knowing that you have increased capacity and strength because you have been in the secret place with him. Let's pray. Focus for confession. Father, I want to learn to sit, relax, and spend time with you without feeling distracted or guilty. Please give me the grace to fulfill my responsibilities. Whether it is what I do in my home or in my office, I ask you to give me time and increase capacity. Help me work efficiently and quickly. Father, let me learn and practice being in the presence of Jesus. Help me focus my thinking and not be distracted with constant busyness as I spend time with you. Keep me from all resentment as I watch other people who seem to have less work and more time with you. Teach me to love the secret place. Amen.